Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Things between Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson seem to be really heating up because the pair were just spotted on a secret rendezvous in Staten Island? What on earth is going on between these two? We need to get into it.
It's called sex.
Nearly a week after Kim and Pete were spotted holding hands on a ride at Knott's Berry Farm outside of Los Angeles, the are-they-aren't-they couple were just seen grabbing what appeared to be a super romantic dinner together in Staten Island.
It's an oxymoron. A romantic dinner in Staten Island? What does that even mean?
Pete really must be charming as hell because it takes a lot to get anyone out to Staten Island.
Yeah, and I'm going to imagine that it was probably Italian food they went out for.
But especially someone like Kim frickin' Kardashian.
This is the ultimate sign that she is going through a midlife crisis.
Shut up!
No, I'm being serious. Kourtney Kardashian is having sex with Travis Barker. Megan Fox is banging MGK. You know, Kim Kardashian wanted some of this. Bad boy energy. She wanted some of this BDE energy. Because forever and ever, she's been dating football players, lawyers, NBA players. It's the same thing over and over again. But a deranged comedian, that is territory that Kim Kardashian has not had sex with. That is territory that Kim Kardashian hasn't even hung out with. And oh, you know, her midlife crisis loves it.
According to reports, Kim ventured out of the Ritz-Carlton in Manhattan to dine out at Campania Restaurant, one of Pete's favorites in his native neighborhood.
I wonder what it was like for a rich girl like Kim Kardashian to be there on the island eating with Pete Davidson. Like, I wonder if she saw her life flashing before her eyes. I'm not saying Pete Davidson doesn't deserve to have sex with Kim Kardashian. I'm not saying Pete Davidson doesn't deserve to be on a date with Kim Kardashian. But Kim Kardashian is an elite person. She's got a lot of money. She's done things on camera. So what I'm saying is, Pete Davidson making $350,000 a year on SNL, I saw that on the cover of a magazine today at Publix, that's equivalent to what Kim probably makes in a day on one of her products. There's not much in common. So you know when they're out to eat at dinner, Kim's like, this is a very different experience. It's like when poor people hang out with rich people. You're like, oh, this is how some people live? That was the same way Kim Kardashian was viewing the date with Pete Davidson. But you know afterwards, that sex, when he lays the pipe, oh, she loved every second. I'm just saying. And all the haters out there, how does he get girls if he's ugly? I don't know, man. All the people that say, how does he get girls? He's ugly. Are people not getting girls while Pete Davidson is quote-unquote ugly and banging everybody in Hollywood. So obviously, it's working for Pete Davidson, and it's not working for you haters.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I've been doing. I'm just saying, like, everybody's like, oh, Pete Davidson sucks. Oh, he's talentless. Oh, he's not funny. Oh, he bangs women and he shouldn't be. Okay. You can think he's not funny all you want, but he has a movie with Judd Apatow, which is a pretty good resume builder. Youngest person to ever go on SNL, pretty good resume builder. All the women he's banged, pretty good resume builder. You get the point. He's doing something with his life that you'll never get to experience. Insert angry Gen Xer that hates successful millennials. Shut up.
A source told TMZ that the pair entered through the back door of the restaurant.
Yeah, they did.
And presumably ate pizza or pasta or maybe both, since that's what the restaurant specializes in.
Yeah, it's called being in Staten Island. You have a lot of Italian food because there's a lot of Italians.
Okay, sure. This could just be a dinner out between two friends, right?
No. Oh my God, I can only imagine that sex. You know, he's just like, oh my God, I've made it in life. And she's like, oh my God, how did I come here? I mean, it makes sense, but...
Well, not exactly. Another restaurant insider revealed to Page Six that Pete arranged a dinner on the rooftop privately.
Hell yeah, you did, baller. Hell yeah. Oh, man. I love his game. Like, you can say whatever the hell you want about his butthole eyes. You can say whatever you want about Pete Davidson, but he's having sex with Kim Kardashian, and you are not.
It was just the two of them. They quietly were able to sneak in and out.
Let me rewind that. I don't know why the computer is freezing up. Let's do that again.
Rooftop privately. It was just the two of them. They quietly were able to sneak in and out.
Oh, yeah. But they weren't sneaking in and out quietly later at his apartment. That was a little louder of an experience.
This sounds like a very romantic dinner for two people who insist they're just friends, right?
Yeah, if you were friends with her, you'd be going to Hooters watching the Knicks game. But you're taking her out on top of Staten Island, whatever that means, at a rooftop, a little private area. Yeah, you're having sex with Kim Kardashian. Congratulations. Let's give a round of applause. I mean, I know half the NBA has. No, they haven't. Check the resume.
Well, again, not exactly. According to a submission and a Q&A answer on popular gossip account Dermoir, these two just might be the real deal.
Yeah. So that was the news clip from earlier in the day. Now we got the official news clip. They are more than friends. And Entertainment Tonight is the one to break the news. Clever News was able to speculate about it. But it was Entertainment Tonight that came in the clutch and got the breaking news.
Live from New York, it's Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson going on a date.
Yeah.
I mean, I like you just the way you are.
By the way, that SNL skit where she's dressed up as the character from Disney. Yeah, her boobs are about to pop out. And the way that Pete Davidson looked happy, you could totally see that they've been inside each other.
Just weeks after the pair made headlines for sharing a smooch during a skit on SNL.
Now, are you going to kiss me or not?
I sure am, Jasmine.
He kissed her lips later, too. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You could say whatever the hell you want about Kim Kardashian while you're banging a wife or husband or whatever you identify as and you don't really love them, but you can't hate on the player's game.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can purchase the best hot sauce in all of the Bay Area. But if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're missing out. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that nice bottle of hot sauce, tag us at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
We are following developing news out of Las Vegas, where Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs is now facing felony DUI charges.
Loser.
After a fiery crash left at least one person dead.
I don't get the mindset of a drunk driver. You're putting your life, which you don't respect, but everybody else's life on the line because you're too much of a moron. You're too much of an imbecile. You're too much of an idiot to hold your booze correctly. You're drinking too much. You don't know what the hell you're doing. And frankly, even if your car were to get towed outside of a club, you're spending, what, $300 and you take an Uber home? Oh, but killing somebody, so much better of an option. Especially when you're an NFL wide receiver, so you're making millions and you could totally afford having your car towed in there. But this guy was twice the blood alcohol level, and he was going about 156 miles per hour. And you know what's really annoying? I got to figure out how to word this. I'm not saying I wanted Henry Ruggs III, wide receiver for the, I keep wanting to say Oakland Raiders, but for the Las Vegas Raiders, I'm not saying I wanted him to die, but it's always the people that drive drunk that live and the people they smash, they kill. It's not fair.
NBC's Issa Gutierrez has more.
Tonight in Las Vegas, a deadly car crash. All eyes now on a young NFL star.
He's not one anymore. I don't think he'll ever play it down again.
Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III under investigation after police say he slammed into another vehicle, killing one person. Ruggs was behind the wheel of a Corvette when he allegedly crashed into the back of a Toyota RAV4 near an intersection in Las Vegas just after 3:30 this morning. According to a statement from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, responding officers located the Toyota on fire. Fire department personnel responded and located a deceased victim inside the Toyota.
Damn, so she died real fast, man. And when you look at Henry Ruggs, the third mugshot, he looks more sad like that it happened to him. He had that energy like, oh, I'm in trouble, kind of like Alec Baldwin.
Ruggs remained on scene and showed signs of impairment.
All right, you don't say.
He was transported to UMC Hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I want him to, you know, die or get injured or whatever. But of course, like, he's the one that doesn't get any of the threatening injuries. That's all I'm saying. It's BS, man. This planet is not a fair place. I'm not the biggest fan of Earth at times.
Transported to UMC Hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Oh, I got a little scratch on my arm. Like, really?
It's a far...
Oh, jeez. Quit playing. I need to pause this clip. It's like, universe, can we please have a moment where good things happen to good people? Like, it happens enough. But why the hell did he just get non-life-threatening injuries? You know what I'm saying?
From just 2 weekends ago, when Ruggs was locking down an at-home win over the Philadelphia Eagles at Allegiant Stadium.
Oh, wow, what an accomplishment beating the Eagles. Wow.
Shut
Attorneys say they will conduct their own investigation. In a statement, they asked everyone to reserve judgment until all the facts are gathered.
He's going 156 miles per hour, and he was twice the limit of being drunk. What else do we need to reserve judgment for? She's dead. And the other thing is this. There was one time I was going through a little bit of a crisis. And I went about 100 miles per hour, allegedly, maybe possibly, down to Howard Franklin. And man, when you're starting to slow down, you feel like you're going to speed limit, but you're going like 85. Like, you ever gone so fast that when you begin to slow down, it's frightening because going slow is 90, then it's 85, then it's 80, then it's 75. That's frightening that he was going 156 miles per hour. Because slowing down 50 miles per hour is still 100 miles per hour. That's how fast he was going. Think about that. Even if he tried to slow down, like slowing down one third of the way, you're going 100 miles per hour.
Ruggs, who's 22 years old, is in his second year out of Alabama.
He was in his second year.
And the Raiders saying, "We are devastated by the loss of life, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the victim's family. We are in the process of gathering information and will have no further comment at this time."
What the hell are you supposed to say anyway?
What does this mean for Ruggs and his future?
Well, the most pressing issue for him is going to be how to deal with a potential criminal charge. The point is, someone died, and if he's considered responsible for it by law enforcement, that would be his most important concern. Forget his NFL career, forget endorsement deals. He literally doesn't want to go to prison.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
All right, very serious case right now. Isis joins us now live here in the studios.
I love what the ABC news anchors, or this is NBC, have to go, "Very serious case." Like, I wasn't aware. Thank you, insert news reporter here. Thank you for letting me know that it's a very serious case. Because without you letting me know that it's a very serious case, I would have had no idea, buddy boy.
So if Ruggs is charged and convicted, what happens to him? How much time does he serve? And how does the NFL handle cases like this?
Sweeping it under the rug.
Money.
I'm just saying, wrong button. I was going to go to break saying sweeping under the rug, but that wasn't the best attempt ever. So I'll say it again. The NFL will sweep this under the rug.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. Was the last segment. This current one is FitzAgeFitness.com. Good recover, Ryan. If you go to FitzAgeFitness.com, Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all the Bay Area. I'm a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't direct you in the wrong direction. I wouldn't tell you, "Oh, go to this average workout trainer." No. I surround myself with winners. So when I tell you that Devin Prasad at FitzAgeFitness.com will change your life forever, I'm a man of my words. But if you're not in the Bay Area, don't worry. You can always have a virtual workout with him, but you got to make it happen, Captain. FitzAgeFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. Hit him up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. In like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get him up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
Kendall Jenner is shouting out her main man on his special day.
Hell yeah! I love how low-key Kendall Jenner... Oh, Jesus Christ, that was my speech impediment. I love how low-key Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are. They don't have to let us know that they're having a lot of sex and their relationship is good. How do we know that they're having a lot of sex and their relationship is good? Because they're not really showing off.
Hey, the supermodel called boyfriend Devin Booker her best friend in a swoon-worthy tribute for his 25th birthday on October 30th, sharing a playful, never-before-seen photo of the pair cuddled up in a romantic moment.
Ah, it's him laying on his big-ass cabana, hanging out with Kendall Jenner, and she's got her tongue out, and he's smiling like, oh, yeah.
Kendall followed up with a cute selfie of Devin, and she made her feelings clear with a trio of red heart emojis.
You know what I love? Was she was on that show with Andy Cohen and the whole crew. It was like the two-month reunion of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, a.k.a. Andy Cohen had nothing going on that day, a.k.a. the Kardashians had nothing going on that day. So they had a reunion. Anywho, what I'm saying is Kendall Jenner was on there, and Andy Cohen was like saying Kourtney, Khloe, Kylie, Kim have all had kids. Why haven't you yet? And she pretty much said, I want to like go far in life and not do what you people did, is essentially what she said. And I never related to anything anymore. How the hell and why the hell did I relate to Kendall Jenner on an Andy Cohen talk show talking about wanting to wait things out? Because everybody recently has been like, oh my God, you need to marry your girlfriend someday. Well, oh my God, you need to have kids with your girlfriend, maybe someday. But literally everybody's trying to rush the process. And it's like they want to see it fail. Sometimes from my coworkers and people I don't know on social media, I don't get the best vibe that they're rooting for my relationship. Why do I say that? Because they want us to get married right now. And how do I view those coworkers and the people online that want me to get married and have kids right now? I view them as people that are unhappy and they want to see other people make the same bad decisions they made. They are no different and no less than the Kardashians on Andy Cohen's couch telling Kendall she needs to have a kid. There is nothing worse than when you have friends and acquaintances and people you know that have kids, that made the decision to build a family in their early 20s, half of Brooksville. And literally what happens is they're mad that the one or two friends got the hell out of that small town or got the hell out of Arlington Heights, Illinois, and you're not having kids young. There is nothing worse than a disgruntled, unhappy man, woman, whatever you identify as, when you're like trying to make everyone else make the same bad decisions you did. And that's why I look up to Devin Booker, and that's why I look up to Kendall Jenner, is that they're waiting it out. They're not having to show us all the time. Oh my God, we're a couple.
The new posts come amid a recent increase in the lovebirds' public affection for one another.
If they pretty much did the same thing that me and my girlfriend did, which I bet they would love to be compared to me and my girlfriend. The thing is, you're first dating, you're a little nervous. You don't know, I really love this person, but I don't know if I should say it. I said it like after 2 weeks of my girlfriend. But literally what I'm saying is it's the same energy with me and with Kendall and Devin. Kendall and Devin, it's the same energy with me and my girlfriend. That at first I was very private. I was like, no pictures at all of my girlfriend. I want to protect her. And now I post about 3 times a week with her. Like, you're not showing videos. You're not doing blogs. Or you're acting like the relationship is perfect. You're just taking pictures.
Last weekend, Kendall and Devin sealed their relationship with a victory kiss at the Phoenix Suns game in Los Angeles.
Yeah, wow, they had a kiss after a victory. Woo! Oh, there's a picture of Devin Booker high-fiving a fan who's right behind Kendall Jenner. And the view and the way she's looking at Devin, she is so proud of him and probably gave him some good head later on. And he did too to her.
After Devin's team defeated the Lakers at the Staples Center.
Like, you look at some relationships of NBA players and their wives, and they just look at each other like pieces of meat. You could definitely tell that this relationship between Devin Booker and Kendall definitely has more romantic energy. It definitely has more the vibe of a couple you want to hang out with.
The duo celebrated his win with a cozy embrace at Kendall's courtside seat after the final buzzer.
Could you imagine if she was up in the bleachers, if she was on like the third floor? That would not be fun at all.
And the NBA player gave his famous girlfriend a sweet smooch on the cheek.
Yeah, I love how they had to say that. NBA player, not as famous as Kendall.
And the NBA player gave his famous girlfriend a...
Yeah, she's famous. She's bigger than him.
A sweet smooch on the cheek. Kendall and Devin have been together for more than a year and kept their romance mostly under the radar until recent months.
Yeah, man. Me and Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner and my girlfriend should go on a double date. That would be a fun time. We would have so much to relate with each other about.
Over the summer, the runway queen congratulated Devin for his gold medal win at the Tokyo Olympics, and she's also started to open up about their relationship during interviews. Earlier this month, Kendall joked with host Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show,
"What? I was gonna bang you, but you were married."
That she and Devin don't hold back when they play basketball together.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Devin may be a star athlete, but it sounds like he's got some sporty competition when it comes to his girlfriend.
So we were playing in the pool and he just like took it way too seriously, as did I, by the way. And I was like,
I'm Jimmy Fallon, I'm so nervous. God, that laugh is the worst. Oh, he is the biggest hack.
And I was like, kind of
dunking on you and stuff.
I had the ball.
I don't care anymore. Also, Jimmy Fallon gives me such douchebag vibes. I wouldn't mind him dating my daughter, honestly. But a late night talk show host, not very good. Again, you can date my daughter, do whatever the hell you want. But you as the host of The Tonight Show, not too good. 856-49-HOPPY.
Alec and Ilaria Baldwin are facing backlash after posting photos celebrating Halloween with their family just days after the tragic shooting incident on the set of his movie that is still under investigation by police. Let's get into it.
Wow, what a long sentence that was. Also, what the hell is like Alec Baldwin supposed to do? I don't like Alec Baldwin. I've never rooted for him a second in my life. I find him to be an arrogant asswipe. But what the hell is the guy supposed to do here? What is he supposed to do? Oh, that picture is very awkward. Him and Hilaria. Everything he does is awkward because he's a douche. But him and Hilaria, this picture they have, you can tell that they're dead inside. I am really certain that Alec Baldwin is more upset that he's having an inconvenience of killing that woman than about the woman being dead. Why do I say that? After this news clip, I have utter proof.
Let's get into it.
On Sunday, Alec and Ilaria Baldwin seemed to be making an effort to regain some normalcy in their lives as they celebrated Halloween with their 6 children. Ilaria took...
That's a lot of kids. It's a lot of sex. Sounds like Alec Baldwin has no idea what the pull-out method is.
...to her Instagram to share pictures of the family outing where she and Alec were seen posing in fun costumes along with their kids.
Yeah, you gotta move on.
She captioned...
And I know that sounds crappy to say, but what the hell is the guy supposed to do? He's gotta help them do homework.
...along with their kids. She captioned the post, "Parenting through this has been an intense experience, to say the least."
This is what I don't like about Hilaria, is she's acting like the victim. It's been so intense in her mansion.
"Today, we rallied to give them a holiday."
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank God they had a good Halloween. Keep it private, you asswipes.
And apparently it was an improvised celebration, adding last-minute costumes, a little hodgepodge, but they were so happy and that warmed my mama heart. Happy Halloween from the Baldwinitos.
Oh, it's so douchey. I'm Hispanic. She's continuing to go with that because nobody in the media ripped into her because the whole media is liberal. Alec Baldwin is a saint to liberals. Nobody ripped into him. That was pure elitist, I'm better than you energy. Can you imagine if like Donald Trump's...
And that warm...
I mean, can you imagine... Why does this keep playing? Can you imagine if Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend did that? Oh, the media would be crucifying her. But oh, Hilaria Baldwin. Oh, we got to protect that angel. Oh, she's the worst.
My heart. Happy Halloween from the Baldwinitos. Ilaria and Alex seem to originally receive positive comments and support from fellow celebrities like Leslie Jordan.
I want to see a celebrity go, God, you're an asshole. All the celebrities kiss the ass of Alec Baldwin.
Who wrote, Lord, I cannot even imagine the chaos, but...
You're so relatable, Leslie Jordan.
You two are doing a good job, giving them a great childhood.
How do you know? Because of one picture? Oh, because of one picture where everyone's smiling. We must know that he's such a great father. It's not like he's left voicemails in the past.
However, it was a whole different story from other online users tweeting comments like,
oh, the IG page where they filter out mean comments was pretty complimentary, but Twitter, not so much.
Alec Baldwin, did your wife actually post Halloween photos on Instagram? So inappropriate and so not a good look. One user wrote, please stop trying to deflect blame. Also, your wife posting Halloween pics and feeling sorry for herself is completely tone deaf to the situation.
Well, his wife is tone deaf, so I'm not surprised.
While another user commented, that's nice that Alec Baldwin and Ilaria Baldwin can wear costumes, smile, and celebrate. You know who's having a very sad Halloween? Andros Hutchins, the son of the woman Alec killed. Alec certainly doesn't look like he's suffering from PTSD.
As much as I despise everything about Alec Baldwin, I will say you can't tell somebody what PTSD looks like. I don't agree with this account, Sandra Lee. Hey, that rhymed. I don't really agree with her that he's not suffering from PTSD. That was one picture. It's not like we have 24-hour coverage to the life and times of Alec Baldwin. So we can't say if he's really suffering from PTSD or not. And the thing, too, is can you imagine if we had access to them 24/7? I would pay for that.
It turns out that Ilaria posted the pictures just hours after the Los Angeles Times released a report alleging that there had been three other accidental shootings on the set of the film Rust.
And we're going to get into that right now. This is spicy. This is juicy. And Alec Baldwin is showing his true colors.
Alec Baldwin is addressing the alleged unsafe work environments while shooting his film Rust in New Mexico.
What's alleged? The woman died and someone else was injured. It sounds pretty unsettling to me. There's nothing alleged about it.
On Tuesday, the 63-year-old actor took to Instagram to share a screenshot of a social media comment that has not been independently verified from a reported crew member on the film. Alec captioned the post written by Therese Davis, read this. Quote, I'm so sick of this narrative. I worked on this movie. The story being spun of us being overworked and surrounded by unsafe, chaotic conditions is bull.
Yeah, of course the people that are going to be a part of the movie that could be either sued or have criminal charges against them, now they're going to protect each other like the mafia and be like, nothing was happening even though a woman died. Get the hell out of here. No wonder the movie was called Rust. You're a bunch of rusty idiots.
The self-described crew member went on to defend against prior claims about excessive work hours the week of the shooting.
Quote, oh, you had to work hard to make a movie? How'd you survive? Oh, we feel so bad for you. Oh, we're making $10 an hour.
We never worked more than a 12 and a half hour shoot day. That was once. Most days were under 12. The day Helena died, we had come off a 12-hour turnaround after an 11-hour shoot day. We had, including camera, gotten off by 6:30 p.m. We had just had a 56-hour weekend right before that. No one was too tired to do their jobs. This is all proof.
Sounds like you were a little tired, though. Oh, God, I hate Hollywood.
Provable by daily timesheets, she added. The Post also claimed that the crew had adequate living conditions.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried how you guys were living while someone else is not living anymore because of your movie. Asswipes.
Quote, the camera crew had hotels. They just didn't feel they were fancy enough.
Oh, you're so bougie at the movie Rust.
Not that they were unsafe. You can't tell me that six big men felt so unsafe in their hotel but were fine sleeping in their cars and parking lots. Which never happened, like they also claimed.
Shots fired.
Adding, quote, they were given hotels. Half of them didn't use them, even when the hotels were nicer because we were getting off so early each night.
Oh, jeez.
Access Hollywood has reached out to Davis to verify the contents of her post. Alec's Instagram post comes one day after Helena Hutchins' final words were revealed. Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was injured on the New Mexico set of Rust.
Man, that poor guy Joel is going to go through a lot of issues.
during an accident with a prop gun, which was discharged by Alec on October 21st. Seconds after Baldwin shot the gun, the 42-year-old cinematographer reportedly said, quote, "That was no good. That was no good at all."
It's uncomfortable.
Hours later, Hutchins died from her injuries. Her haunting last words were reported by the Los Angeles Times based on interviews with cast and crew members. A search warrant affidavit obtained by Access Hollywood cites that Baldwin had been told the gun was, quote, cold or without live rounds.
But this is the thing. Why was he shooting a trigger? You don't shoot a trigger of a gun. I get that he was told that it was ice cold. Common sense.
Before he handled it during a rehearsal, The weapon fired and a projectile struck Hutchins in the chest and Souza in the shoulder. After firing the gun, Baldwin put it down on a pew and reportedly said, quote, "What the f*** just happened?"
He was like, "I'm elite! Nothing should ever happen to me!" He's just an example of walking bad energy.
According to the Los Angeles Times. Then someone yelled for a paramedic as crew members rushed to Hutchins.
What the hell just happened? It's like I don't know about guns.
One of them, a boom operator, looked at Hutchins and said, quote, "Oh, that was no good," the newspaper reported.
This is weird, man. Sounds like everybody was passive aggressive. They're like, "Oh, that was not a good idea." Making a movie with Alec Baldwin was the first not good idea of that whole movie. Oh, yeah, because everybody was going to go and see that movie in the movie theater. Oh, my God, I want to see a movie called Rust with Alec Baldwin. Sign me up. Give me the late night screening. No, get the hell out of here.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle paste?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh, Happy Hot Topic!
Britney Spears is throwing shade at her mom, Lynn Spears.
Honestly, everybody hated on Jamie Lynn Spears. Everyone hated on Jamie Spears. But her dirty, rotten, imbecile of a mother did not get enough hate. So good on Britney Spears. I give her a round of applause. Waka Flocka would give her a round of applause if you get that reference. You stood up to your dirty, rotten mother.
In a since-deleted Instagram post, the pop star slammed her mom, claiming she gave her dad, Jamie Spears, the idea for the conservatorship.
Yeah, her mom doesn't really seem like a good person. She's a real-life witch.
Writing, quote, "My dad may have started the conservatorship 13 years ago, but what people don't know is that my mom is the one who gave him the idea."
What's really sad is it seems like nobody that was around Britney has ever had good intentions for her.
Britney took aim at her parents and her former manager, Lou Taylor, in the caption of an image which read, quote,
"And why is Lou not getting any more of the hate?
The most dangerous animal in the world is a silent, smiling woman." She went on to allege that her mom, who has been active in supporting her daughter during recent court proceedings to end her conservatorship, was part of putting her there, adding,
"You know, her mom is overcompensating and showing up like, please forget that I'm the one that began this whole mess."
Quote, "I will never get those years back. She secretly ruined my life. And yes, I will call her and Lou Taylor out on it. So take your whole I have no idea what's going on attitude and go yourself.
Oh, man.
She then went on to address Lynn directly, saying, quote, "You know exactly what you did. My dad is not smart enough to ever think of a conservatorship."
I don't know why the hell my internet's spazzing out, but yeah. Throwing shots at her father saying my dad is not smart enough to think of a conservatorship. I love the fact that now she's got the confidence to just throw shots at everybody.
On September 29th, the Toxic Singer's dad was officially suspended from her conservatorship by Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Brenda Penny. In the post, Brittany addressed the change, writing, quote, "It was a family business before. It's no longer that anymore. I was born today because I get to smile. So thank you for exiting out of my life and finally allowing me to live mine."
Ah, she pulled it. Aaron Rodgers.
P-S-S-S-S-S. Do I know how mean I sound? Yes, I 100 billion percent do. She ended the caption by writing, quote, "Tonight I will smile, knowing that I have a new life ahead of me."
Hell yeah, 40 more years.
Lynn's social media has been flooded with hateful comments from fans since the post. In new court documents obtained by Access Hollywood, Lynn has filed a petition requesting payment for attorney fees for her help in removing her ex from Britney's conservatorship. The request details Lynn's take on what allegedly transpired in the case since 2019, saying in part, quote, "This petition seeks fees in connection with the representation of Lynn as an interested party who helped advocate for important changes within this conservatorship and anticipated termination of the conservatorship, which benefited Britney." Lynn has not commented on her daughter's claims herself yet. Well,
of course not, because she's a dirty, rotten imbecile.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Britney Spears is still getting used to being engaged.
Ah, it's crazy, right? I was engaged once. I don't want to think about that, and I bet my ex doesn't like thinking about me either.
The pop superstar accidentally referred to new fiancé Sam Asghari as her boyfriend in a recent Instagram post.
I love how the media claims to be, oh, we're rooting for Britney. We really care about Britney. Good for her. But then you're throwing her under the bus by saying that she called her fiancé on accident boyfriend. Don't you think that posts like this, Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood, you're hurting the mental health issues she's had to work with her whole life? That's why I find these news reporters to be phony baloney con artists.
And the groom definitely noticed the innocent flub.
Yeah.
Britney was explaining to her followers on Friday that a recent vacation with Sam didn't turn out as they expected, revealing that it rained the whole time and their room had no air conditioning.
Ah, that's the worst part. I am physically unable to sleep without air conditioning. There's nothing worse. It is pretty bad having warts. There's nothing worse than sleeping in drenched sweat.
But she was thankful that her man helped her look on the bright side, writing in part, "This trip wasn't a success, but as my boyfriend always says, stay grateful."
Hell yeah.
Sam couldn't help but chime in with a playful correction, commenting, "Fiance," with laughing and heart emojis, and fans loved his cute zinger.
Yeah. Ah, what a zinger. Ah, it's a real creative one-liner. You're going to see Britney Spears' boyfriend at the next comedy club. He corrected her by saying fiance, not boyfriend. Oh, what a one-liner. I mean, compared to the comedians that are out now, it's pretty equivalent.
No hard feelings, Brit. Yeah. The mom of two has had a lot on her plate recently,
well, you don't
including
say.
Major developments in her conservatorship case. And Sam just proposed to the 39-year-old in September after more than 4 years together. The couple has been enjoying their time as soon-to-be newlyweds, and they also recently welcomed a new four-legged family member.
Ah, good. They got a dog. Just what Britney needs.
Sam surprised the singer with an adorable Doberman puppy named Portia last month.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Introducing the furry friend to his Instagram followers and sharing why he thinks Portia is the perfect companion for Britney.
He is a really handsome dog, though.
Her name is Portia.
Mm-hmm.
She's meant to unconditionally love you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be trained to protect you from any motherfucker that comes around you with bad intentions.
Like you, buddy boy.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that you can get posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need at WestchasePrinting.com, they are going to hook you up with a great deal. They would have hooked you up with a great deal anyway. But when you get that invoice from WestchasePrinting.com, tell them I sent you. West Chase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Research shows around 200,000 Florida children suffer from untreated mental health disorders.
Yep.
And now a basketball legend is trying to bring that number down.
Magic Johnson was in Tallahassee today to push for change. Our Capitol reporter, Forrest Saunders, takes us inside those efforts.
Hell yeah. I'm glad that somebody with the clout and fame of Magic Johnson, especially a famous pro athlete, where all the athletes act macho and anti-mental health, but pretend to care about it in May because it's mental health month, just like everybody. I love that Magic Johnson came and was like, yeah, he did, and was like, I'm going to talk about it. That's a very cool moment.
High schooler Leanna Walker knows well the pressure of a modern teen.
I personally, as a student athlete, struggle with mental health very often.
Me too.
A softball player says her life is a balancing act, athletics, learning, and everything else.
Not only when we get home and escape mental health at school, and just bad mental health in general, we are dealing with it during social media. So it's just around.
Yeah, social media is the worst, man. I've been on it only 3 hours a day compared to like 7 or 8, and my life's a lot better.
At all periods in time.
It's why researchers say 1 in 5 kids have a diagnosable mental health issue or that suicide.
Dude, I don't even know growing up if I would have been able to live if social media was like as big as it is now, because I just would have been getting DMs from all the kids that made fun of me all day long. At least when I was able to go home, I was able to hide in my room and cry.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death among those 10 to 34.
If you're going through something, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to pick up the phone.
Basketball legend Magic Johnson with that message to students Tuesday. The NBA pro meeting with them at the old Capitol to talk about mental health and urge action from everyone, including lawmakers.
Yeah, the guy banged everything that breathed or whatever and had orgies. But you got to give it up to Magic Johnson for doing this, man.
Is there anything that you think the state legislature...
I mean, there is literally nothing that Magic Johnson won't do.
Is there anything that you think the state legislature could do to help address the problem with student-athletes and mental health?
Just identifying that there is an issue and that there is a problem.
True.
For now, only a handful of bills are on file to address mental health in 2022. Among them, a review of the state's suicide prevention office to find weak...
The problem is it's having to go through the government, and I can't think of something that makes your anxiety worse than asking the government for help. We got some breaking news. Alec Baldwin speaks out for first time since on-set shooting. This video was just put up on YouTube 20 minutes ago prior to me talking right now.
It's an active investigation in terms of a woman dying. She's my friend.
How do we know? That's, again, a narcissist making it about him. She was my friend!
The only person that Alec Baldwin should be speaking to is his lawyer.
Yeah, why is he out in the middle of the road? I don't know, he's a weird guy.
The day I arrived in Santa Fe to start shooting, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director.
Oh, jeez.
Alec was
Wow, you took somebody out for dinner? Oh, wow, good for you, dude. You spend $500? Wow! A round of applause. A rich person took middle-class people out to dinner? Wow, you're a real saint.
I took her to dinner with Joel, the director.
Alec was candid, talking with the paparazzi in Vermont for 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
I talk to the cops every day.
Yeah.
But was speaking out a smart move?
No, not at all. But Alec Baldwin, not a smart person.
Asked two experts, media analyst Joe Concha.
Yeah. And you gotta have a media expert named Joe Concha.
For Rachel Stockman, if his comments...
Joe Concha and Rachel Stockman, they're on the case.
...comments could affect his case. Prosecutors are considering whether or not Alec could be charged with a crime.
Ah, he won't be. And even if he is, he'll get a lawyer because he's elite and get away with it.
To me, it just seemed like a bit of a chaotic situation.
Oh, you don't say, Rachel. That's the hard-hitting analysis you get from Entertainment Tonight. It seemed like a chaotic situation. Duh.
You were a very, very... Excuse me.
Alec Baldwin makes it hard to have sympathy for him when he is hushing his wife.
Yeah, his wife came up and he hushed her. Ah, whatever. Good guy Alec Baldwin is. Once again, Alec Baldwin has never been a good person.
He's being rude and dismissive to his wife that was simply trying to help him.
You guys, you know what? No details.
Do me a favor.
I'm the expert on everything. I'm the authority. Well, I talked to my wife who pretended to be Spanish because she's a sociopath.
I'm going to answer the question.
Considering he already has enough bad press right now, the fact that he delivered this interview in this way, yeah, I don't think necessarily helps him in
the...
We're eagerly awaiting.
Wow, Rachel's really bringing the legal analysis. Talking back to your wife after you accidentally kill somebody? Wow, that's not a good look. You don't say.
For the sheriff's department to tell us what their investigation has revealed. What else do you have?
I think it was Alec Baldwin's attempt to get the paparazzi essentially off his back. I don't think his attorneys would have said, okay, you can go ahead and speak to them.
He knows he's going to get away with it. He doesn't care.
I felt like it was almost a desperate move on his part.
Yeah, he's a desperate man. He was making a movie called Rust. It describes his career.
But you met with her family in the day?
Yes, I met with her. Helena. If you're spending this much time waiting for us, you should
know
her
name.
That's the Spanish part of his wife. I'm just kidding.
Ilaria posted these Halloween pics of Alec and their 6 kids and wrote, "Parenting through this has been an intense experience, to say the least."
Oh, I'm glad you're doing okay, Ilaria. Thank God. I was so worried.
Today, we rallied to give them a holiday.
Oh, you rallied to get in really nice outfits because you're millionaires while other people couldn't afford the outfits that were not at Party City. Oh, how'd you do it?
Free advice for Alec Baldwin. Maybe try to get away to somewhere where the press can't find you.
He loves the attention. He loves it. You know what else? He also loves being the father of the year, man. Think about the greatest father ever. I don't know. Mine was okay. Didn't mess me up too much. Didn't mess me up too little. I'm right in the middle. But think about a great father. Like, maybe it's your father. No. Whatever example is reaching your mind when I tell you think of a great father doesn't even match up. It's not even in the same universe as this father.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now.
Yeah.
Again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday.
Oh, good.
And once again, I've made an ass...
Such a boomer thing. It's on Wednesday, March 27th, 2007 at 10:32 p.m.
...of myself trying to get to a phone to you at a specific time.
Yeah.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing.
Oh, thank God. You're such a great father.
I go and I make that phone call at 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone, I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time.
I don't think that was her insulting you. I think that's you projecting that onto your daughter.
You have insulted me. You don't have the brains.
Yeah, you don't, Alec.
The decency.
Yeah, you don't, Alec.
As a human being.
Yeah, you don't, Alec.
I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old.
Father of the year. I don't care that you're 12 years old and this is 2007. You're a bitch.
You're 11 years old. Yeah. Or that you're a child.
I love that part. He doesn't even know her exact age. I think you're 12, 11, 18, one of them.
I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old
12, 11, 10, I have so many kids, I don't care anymore. Why don't I care anymore? Because I never cared in the first place. Because I'm Alec Baldwin, and I'm a sociopathic douchebag.
Whether you're a child, whether your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah, gray men are the ones that always make it awkward where they bring up the mother to the daughter.
Who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You have humiliated me for the last time.
Oh, that's what humiliated Alec Baldwin.
And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day.
Oh, wow. Wow, you're going to see your daughter for one day? Wow. Really stepping up to the plate, buddy boy. I want you as a father.
Straighten you out.
Yeah.
On this issue. Oh. I'm going to let you know how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you.
Yeah, you do sound pretty angry, man. You're a baby boomer, and you're full of rage. Why are all baby boomers full of rage? Because they know their whole generation is a bunch of frauds.
You've done this to me again.
Yeah.
You've made me feel like shit.
Oh.
You've made me feel like a...
You swore at your daughter.
Over and over and over again.
Wow, I'm really surprised that Alec Baldwin's daughter didn't pick up the phone. I want to have my daddy yell at me for 20 minutes. And you never forget at the time that hilarious Baldwin was a liar, liar, a pants on fire with this fake accent.
Married life is really nice. You know, it feels different. Mm. It really feels different. But
where was that accent when she was talking to the paparazzi?
I didn't think it was going to be different, but it feels quite different.
What's the thing that surprised you the most?
Alec Baldwin.
I think just the fact that it feels different. You know, we like to say husband and wife a lot.
Yeah.
I'm husband now. I say, husband, where are you? Well, he took me out to Montauk. He said that was as close as he could get to Spain, to my family, and to Rome, because we really like
her. She's from, like, Boston. She's from, like, a rich north suburb of Boston. What a bitch.
Rome as well. And he got down on his knee. And then I don't remember the rest because I started crying.
And then her accent dies at the end, the worst accent ever.
And
she sounds like every drunk girl in Massachusetts, which she is.
He got down on his knee.
Well, what an accent. Oh, look at me. I'm Irish.
And then I don't remember the rest because I started crying.
Yeah, there you
that thing. I was crying. She sounds so American and so Caucasian, and the news is just running. She's from Spain.
And then I don't remember the rest because I started crying.
Yeah.
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have...
Tomatoes?
How do you say it? Cucumber?
Cucumbers.
It's not...
I got HPV. Is that how you call it? And I'm married to a sociopath?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaylee Master Barbershop. When I tell you that richkbarber.com is the best place to get a haircut, I'm a man of my words. So here's how the process works with Rich Kaylee. You go to richkbarber.com. He's at Salon Loft on West Shore Boulevard, right next, or on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. You sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com because you got to do it ahead of time because he's always booked up. And when you sign up for an appointment, tell him I sent you when you sit down in that seat and your life will be changed forever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Are you bored? Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
By going?
Sorry about that.
We'll be right back.
wait a minute. Did Travis Barker just hint at a name for his and Kourtney Kardashian's future baby? Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Also, holy midlife crisis!
Travis and Kourtney have only been engaged for a few weeks, but it seems like they already have babies on the brain.
Yeah.
Travis went all out with their Halloween costumes this year, which included notorious true crime couple Sid and Nancy.
Wow, they're so edgy. I'm really over Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. They're trying too hard. I'm more of a Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian fan.
Some characters from Tim Burton's classic flick, Edward Scissorhands.
Wow, they're living in the 90s. That's when they were in the prime.
And last but certainly not least, Clarence and Alabama from the 90s cult classic film True Romance.
Ah, that's a really good movie. One of the few movies I've actually ever seen.
We're absolutely obsessed with their looks, which both Travis and Kourtney shared on social media.
Yeah.
But in the midst of their Halloween celebrations, Travis actually sparked some baby rumors when he commented on one of Kourtney's Instagram posts of their True Romance tribute, writing, "Our son's name would be Elvis."
That's a pretty blunt thing to say. You know what I mean? Like, he's not really beating around the bushes. He's not like, what if we had a kid? He's just like saying our son's name would be. Like, he's trying to manifest it.
Obviously, this sent fans into a frenzy with...
Wow, they have fans?
The entire comment...
I thought they just had spectators.
...section buzzing after Travis potentially cast his vote for a future baby name. But don't get too excited about baby Travis just yet. You see, Travis's comment was a reference to a moment in the movie when the ghost of Elvis Presley visits Christian Slater's character.
I don't care anymore. Hey, we're just trolling us. 856-49-HOPPY. Holy Garfield! The cartoon's relevant again.
The fans are absolutely losing it after it was announced that Chris Pratt would be voicing the famously lazy cat Garfield in an upcoming animated movie. So let's get into this.
Yeah.
It's been a big year for Chris Pratt, with him working on exciting projects like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and more recently, the upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie, the Mario...
Oh, I don't care anymore. So Chris Pratt's getting all the voiceover gigs and the internet doesn't like it because the internet doesn't like Chris Pratt. That is the most internet sentence ever.
I know for a fact that I have loved this person for a very long time and now would not be the time to give up on.
Hailey Bieber opens up about her love for husband Justin Bieber.
That's
in the moment she decided to stick it out with him.
When she looked at the bank account.
No matter what.
Luckily, Haley just accepted me as I was.
The couple who got married in 2018 had
time flies.
An open and honest conversation about working through life obstacles on the podcast In Good Faith with Chelsea and Judah Smith.
That sounds genuine. In Good Faith.
He's a good kid. He's a good heart. And
that's a good way to describe your husband.
Yeah, I love him.
Particularly, they addressed Haley's decision to support Justin throughout his healing from emotional trauma, which has been a journey for the 27-year-old, who canceled his Purpose tour in 2017.
Oh, I thought they said he was canceled. I was like, finally!
Due to exhaustion and mental health struggles.
I'd experienced so many things in my life.
Yeah.
I just got to a place where I was lonely.
I was like, getting feelings, man.
And I just didn't want to do it all alone. And so I realized
I agree with that. During the quarantine, I was lonely and watching a record-breaking amount of porn. Then I met my girlfriend and now I'm having a record-breaking amount of porn. Get what I did there?
It was like some serious healing I needed to go through in order to get to a place where I could be in a healthy, serious relationship, because I had a lot of trauma and scars. So I just committed to working on those things and getting healthy.
Yeah. The singer's commitment led him to seek treatment for depression and
I love a good girlfriend that defends her boyfriend like mine.
February of 2019. At the time, a source told ET that Haley, quote, knew he needed help before he sought treatment and was a good support system for him.
I feel like I'm kind of going through the same part of my life, just not the same success as Bieber. Like, I saw a shrink on Monday. This dude is really cool. We did a telehealth session. It was kind of interesting. It's weird. I miss doing it in person. And, oh, boy, it feels so good talking out your problems. Because one thing, you realize that you have a lot of problems and you're very humbled about it. And number two, you realize your problems is really not a problem because you have food and water on your table.
Something Justin acknowledged during the podcast.
Woo! Luckily, Haley just accepted me as I was.
Yeah.
And when we got married, there was still a lot of damage and hurt that I still needed to work through. But you seem...
But you got through it with your money and clout.
In my heart through it all.
As for 24-year-old Haley, she shared that once they got back together in 2018, after breaking up...
I don't care anymore. She got back with him because of money, 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 money.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and we're going to start this one off with Cardi B and her new crib in the Big Apple.
She's a little irrelevant. She needs to make another song about vagina.
Last night, the WAP rapper posted a picture on her Instagram and revealed that she officially bought a new home in her home state of New York. Cardi posed for the photo in a cheetah print ensemble while showing off her gorgeous staircase leading to the second floor. This post comes just a few weeks after her husband, Offset, surprised her with a new house in the Dominican Republic for her 29th
birthday. Yeah,
hopefully Cardi does some type of cribs tour so we can see what she does with the place.
She just has dildos everywhere.
But all right, switching gears to Britney Spears and her conservatorship. New documents revealed that the pop star's dad, Jamie Spears, requested to immediately terminate her conservatorship.
That's good. So glad everything's working out for Britney. Woohoo!
About her wishes. Okay, but staying on some more drama, last week we reported that Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik split after the singer pleaded no contest to 4 counts of harassment.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the nicest guy. I would not want him to date my daughter.
Recall these charges came after an incident involving Gigi and her mom Yolanda Hadid. Well, now a source close to these two tell Hollywood Life exclusively that Gigi has no plans to rekindle her romance with Zayn at this.
I would not either. He doesn't seem like a good person. Not somebody I would want to be seen with. Would not mind having his bank account, though. 856-49-HOPPY.
It's poppin'. Giselle, secret love.
Ooh, what the hell?
You ain't like your breast milk down there to start some drama that you think is more camera time, Jeff.
No.
What?
Oh, no, no.
Eddie was following a bunch of booty models.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, we not get away with that nonsense today, baby.
Talk about a major Real Housewives moment.
Why?
A new trailer dropped off.
Women yelling at each other. Oh, what a moment on Real Housewives. Never happened before.
On Friday for the season 6 reunion of the Real Housewives of Potomac. And in the trailer, it's revealed that Nicki Minaj is making a special appearance on part 4 of the reunion.
How far she has fallen down. She went from being a chart-topping artist to having guest appearance on The Real Housewives of Potomac. Oh, wow. You're really killing it in your career. All right, I'm going to quit playing this because I'm legitimately nervous that that music goes against copyright. So she is going to be on this show. It's so good. Her career is just doing so well. I am so... envious of Nicki Minaj. Not at all. I'm so jealous of Nicki Minaj. Maybe.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your entertainment roundup, starting today with some engagement news. Ahead of the release of his upcoming memoir, actor Cal Penn has revealed he's gay and engaged to his partner Josh after an 11-year relationship.
It kind of makes sense because you never really saw him out with any women. So I was like, I'm glad he's out. Good for him.
The Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle star said his fiance while on a break from acting to work in the White House for President Barack Obama.
I remember that.
Cal admitted that he discovered his sexuality relatively late in life compared to many other people, telling People magazine there is no timeline on this stuff.
Got it.
People figure their shit out at different times in their lives, so I'm glad I did when I did. Congrats to the happy couple. We're so happy for you.
Don't sound happy at all. You sound a little jealous, a little envious. What the hell is going on with Will Smith?
Closing today with Will Smith, because the actor recently revealed in a trailer for his YouTube series, Best Shape of My Life.
Yeah, not being around my dirty, rotten, imbecile of a wife.
that at one point he contemplated suicide.
That's not
a
good.
Trailer for the series, which revolves around Will losing 20 pounds in 20 weeks.
Well, enjoyable.
He says, when I started the show, I thought that I was getting into the best shape of my life physically.
Got it.
But mentally, I was somewhere else. He's seen sitting at a table with his family telling them, I ended up discovering a whole lot of hidden things about myself.
Yeah, like this headline right here. You found out about this.
Will Smith is telling his life story, the good, the bad, and the almost deadly.
Mm-hmm.
In his highly anticipated memoir dubbed Will, the entertainer is expected to show a very vulnerable side of himself.
What, that he hates his life?
Including sharing his past secrets. An excerpt of the upcoming tell-all obtained by ET Canada, Will reveals he once contemplated killing his father. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star explained that when his dad, Willard Carl Smith Sr., was dying of cancer, Will considered avenging his mother and his childhood trauma by pushing his dad down the stairs. That's when I was big enough, when I was strong enough, when I was no longer a coward. I would slay him. I paused at the top of the stairs. I could shove him down and easily get away with it.
Oh, man.
I'm Will Smith. No one would ever believe I killed my father on purpose. I'm one of the best actors in the world.
The weirdest part about that is he thinks he's one of the best actors in the world. I would rather hear like, oh yeah, me and Carlton, we almost ran a train on my wife. Now that would be some breaking news. Yeah, we just in the shower running a train. Yeah. And Jada was like, some of Will's friends are here. Hoppy. So Will Smith wanted to kill his father. That's this delightful man he is. Somebody I would want to hang out with, I actually would. Demi Lovato, what the hell are we going to do with you? I don't know. I've never met you.
Demi Lovato's eventful Halloween weekend had them reuniting with one of their famous exes and then leaving a party alongside Tana Mojo, and fans are concerned. Let's get into it.
Oh, wow. Demi Lovato's not sober? What a surprise. I thought she was so serious about it, just like how she's doing a show about ghosts because she was in the middle of a field taking psychedelics, and that's why she saw ghosts and aliens.
Halloween weekend is always a spooky good time, and
it's pretty boring this year.
Looks like Demi's weekend was no exception.
Oh, you know what I'm
saying? They opted for a black leather costume while out on the town and ended up bumping into one of their mega famous exes, Joe Jonas.
That's kind of awkward.
Joe took to his Instagram story to show off the selfie he snapped of himself enjoying the party alongside Demi.
I don't think that's possible. I think once she left, he's like, oh, thank God she's away. I ruined her life.
And they both looked so cute.
Oh, did they? Nothing cute about them. Pretentious and arrogant.
Of a good Camp Rock reunion. Demi also reposted a photo of themselves alongside Pretty Little Liars star Ashley Benson from the party. Ashley shared the snap and wrote, love you, Demi Lovato.
I don't care anymore. She's off the wagon, but I don't know if she ever was on it.
While Selena Gomez is reportedly putting the finishing touches on her upcoming album, it looks like rumors about which song she'll choose as her lead single have fans feeling seriously divided.
I don't care anymore.
While Ariana Grande has been one of the top singers in the world for years now, she's not afraid to poke a little fun at her own songwriting skills, apparently not being up to par. Let's get into it.
Ariana Grande is without a doubt blessed with vocals some of us can only dream of, and despite her enormous talent, she's still not afraid to laugh at herself once in a while. And that's one of the many reasons why we love her. During one of the latest episodes of The Voice, Ed Sheeran stopped by as a mega mentor to provide all sorts of great advice to the remaining contestants as they continue facing off in the knockouts. To Ari's surprise, one of her teammates, Sasha Allen, sang Ed's praises upon meeting him in person, going on to say, OMG, you are like top two songwriting inspirations.
Oh, so inspirational. I'm so inspired. I don't care, man.
Lil Nas X is single and wants it to stay that way.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I'm on cloud like 179,000 million Google. Yeah.
The 22-year-old musician opens up in the Wall Street Journal magazine's November Innovators issue.
Man, he's got a long life ahead of him. He's only 22. What a lot of accomplishments he's made.
About being happy with his status as a newly single man.
Just celebrate and live in this moment about right now. Right now is what matters.
Lil Nas first.
I like living in the right now. I can relate.
First revealed he was dating someone in August, telling Variety that the mystery person may be the one. Shortly after, he shared in V-Man magazine that he and his then partner met in May.
Oh, V-Man wasn't the name of his boyfriend?
Calling their relationship, quote, natural and effortless.
Yeah.
Then in October, during an interview with SiriusXM's Hits 1, he revealed the person in question was his That's What I Want music video co-star, Yai Ariza. But they had called it quits.
They weren't making out in that music video.
We're dating. And we were still on very good terms. You know, we may date again, I'm sure.
That's fun.
Love him. He's amazing. I wanted to like just kind of focus on my music.
You're 22, bro.
Right now.
But now Lil Nas is doubling down on his single status, saying he's not ready to date again. But the singer says he has maintained a positive relationship with all of his exes. So much so that they attended the release party of his debut album Montero, which features songs about many of them.
That's a very good album. Album, damn it.
Nas says only one of his former loves took offense at the portrayal of their relationship in the Grammy winner's music. And get this. He also revealed that while he was working on the album, he tried...
I'm a little nervous to play this, but let's see what happens.
Psychedelic mushrooms for the first time.
Okay, so he did mushrooms. I'm afraid they're going to play some of the music and I don't have the copyright to it. So, we got a few more headlines here.
Kylie Jenner took to Instagram to show off the stunning ring that Travis Scott gave her and their daughter Stormy, and the photo sparked a whole new round of engagement and marriage rumors. But are any of the rumors true? Let's get into it.
I don't care.
Are Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner engaged? Some users seem to think that they just might be based on her latest Instagram post.
Doesn't matter, they cheat on each other all the time. Literally, everyone like is making cheating to be normal. It is not.
On Tuesday, Kylie showed off a gorgeous pearl-studded French manicure alongside daughter Stormy's Halloween mermaid nails.
Okay.
And gave us all a stunning close-up of her new jaw-dropping ring.
I don't care anymore.
Kim Kardashian. She was honored in New York last night. This was Kim's first public appearance since her Happy Halloween weekend with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
But Kim's priority had nothing to do with Pete.
Oh, wow.
I just had a little fashion emergency.
Her zipper on the back bar near the back door got unzipped. She had a wardrobe malfunction. What a surprise. We've seen that wardrobe malfunction before. Not that good of a tape.
Kim's sleeveless brown leather dress unzipped just after she stood up to pick up her WSJ Magazine Brand Innovator Award. Coming to the rescue, designer Kim Jones and Demi Moore.
Thank God.
Called a publicity stunt, and it worked.
But I had Skims under, or this one.
I had Skims, brought to you by Sprite.
And now TMZ Finance presents How to Make Money Super Quick Live. Step one, find Logan Paul. Step two, call him a bad word. Step three, wait for this to happen.
You suck.
Oh, man, he smacks a heckler. That's called a lawsuit, you dummy.
Step four, find yourself a good Cayman Island tax shelter because you're in the money, baby.
Yeah.
Logan Paul smacked a heckler right in the head because
he knows he's got money to get away with it.
The guy called him the P word.
No one likes being called.
Wow, what an insult.
Called a panda, if that's what he meant, which it absolutely wasn't.
He's outside Nightingale's. It's late. There are, like, autograph seekers who are, like, peppering him with questions. The guy then, who is much smaller than Logan, calls him...
Homeless kid.
Are you a or what?
What the heck?
And Logan just walks right up to him and boom.
You suck.
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump was out partying with people. Woo!
Donald Trump was hanging out with Wayne Gretzky and Dustin Johnson at Mar-a-Lago. So they had this big Halloween party, and Donald Trump was there kissing Paulina Gretzky. No surprise there.
What a legend. They definitely had sex.
who was dressed as Baywatch, dude. Did you see her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ah, man. I don't know what to say.
Chris Evans may have accidentally confirmed that he is dating Selena Gomez. This is big!
I can't take this show. It's kind of more irritating over the years. Or maybe it's just me projecting about myself, about me being irritating. No, I'm a perfect person. 856-49-HOPPY. We got a few more headlines, and we got to get the hell out of here.
Yo, what's up? Baby, let's go!
Prince Andrew could take this stand in the U.S. sex assault lawsuit. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Virginia Roberts' lawyers will push, that's the victim, for Duke to talk under oath in trial in September 2022. That's not happening. Why? Because he's the royal family, and they can get away with whatever the hell they want. Wendy Williams rolls out in a wheelchair in the middle of public in New York City. The paparazzi caught her in a wheelchair, and her ratings have been through the roof, and she has not been there. So that says a lot about Wendy Williams. Unvaccinated quarterback Aaron Rodgers has COVID-19 and will miss the game versus the Chiefs. Jordan Love is in and will get to show off how good he is. And I'm not saying it's karma that Aaron Rodgers got COVID, but man, like, if you would have been vaccinated, you wouldn't lose your future job, even though you don't have that many years left with Jordan Love. I'm just saying. I don't know, man. 856-49-HOPPY. This show's about to be over with. We can listen together by going to every single platform that has a podcast. Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, all of them really, Google Podcasts, HOPPE Radio, quadpod.com/RyanHoppy, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy, at Ryan Hoppy on all social media, but my Snapchat is Hoppy Radio, RyanHoppyRadio.com, Z Radio Live, it's alive, every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on the Odyssey app and at ZRadioLive.com, search up Z Radio Live. This has been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company, AmirAcademy.com, FitzAgeFitness.com, RichKBarber.com, and WestchasePrinting.com. I just drew a blank. I am sorry to West Chase Printing. This has been Hoppy Hour, ready to take over the radio waves at any time slot, in any market, with the name Hoppy in the Morning. Let's do it.
Hoppy Hour. Happy hour. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now. And like that, he's gone.
Bye.